Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Hey, Vince. How are you today? How's things at the farm?
Really well. I'm looking out the window, and the puppies are out running around exploring. You know, Kathy, those puppies, we've adopted them, and I think there's a lot of wild in those puppies. They are now, they're almost a year old. They're larger than our large German shepherds. They've got huge paws, and I did a bad thing. I taught them how to sing. You know, I'd go out there, and I would just go, and it's just doing that, they would jump in. Now, every morning before the roosters rise, the puppies sing. They wake up the whole neighborhood. Everybody wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning now. All the dogs, the cats, us. And the favorite, what I would do is I'd leave the studio and go right out the studio door and sing with them, you know, get them started. And I'd say, very good, very good. And so they come right near the studio door, and you can hear it throughout the whole house. I have to probably undo that, and I don't think that's possible. Kathy, I've been thinking, pretty much everything that we've been saying is broken. And people are starting to fight back against Christmas, the modern Christmas, the buy, 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 hurry, 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 get your gifts, get more gifts, spend more money, get an increase in your credit card limit, apply for a new card, get $30 back, $50 back, and just for getting applying for a new credit card. So the idea is to spend money or funds that people don't have, and people are starting to fight back, and they're saying, you know what, we're not going to do it. And of course, I'm in that camp. I am not going to do it just because it's Christmas. I think it's a wonderful time for the family, and I'd like the family to spend time together. I really like that. I like calling our relatives and talking, you know, the ones that are distant from us. I like talking to them on the phone. It doesn't have to be Christmas, but, you know, it's just another time to call. And, you know, actually it's a time to be thankful for what we have. It's a time for religious thoughts. It's a time for family. It's a time for peace. It's a wonderful time. But it doesn't have to be buy Christmas presents. You know, as if you're doing something wrong if you don't succumb to the mass marketing by the retailers. Your thoughts?
You know, Vince, I've seen it when I've gone out to the stores. There is so much in the way of Christmas decorations and ornaments. And I mean, I had to go into a Home Goods, and I could not believe. I felt like half of the store was just Christmas decorations. And I mean, I don't buy that stuff. I mean, I did buy some stuff when we were first married, but I just use what I have. I'm not going to go out and spend that kind of money. But what I find, Vince, is that the things that we need, you know, I don't understand how there's so much candy out there and trinkets and Christmas decorations, but you go into some stores and there's no pasta and there's little flour, and all that stuff that we really need is a shortage. But, and I agree with you, Vince. I just like it. I would just love Christmas to be simple. I mean, it's just so much easier on everybody than to go and buy and spend. Now, if you do want to buy it, which our family does a little, it's all pretty much necessities, socks and jeans and, you know, things that you kind of think about through the year and go, oh, this would be really nice to have. I do that when somebody will ask me, like maybe for my birthday or something. There might be something small in the kitchen that I'll just have a little notepad. And I think when they ask me, then this is a handy thing to have. But to just go out and buy just random things that you really don't need. And, you know, Vince, tying into that, you know, we had a discussion about clothing. And I would say, we talked about this before, Vince, and I remember I was probably at least a year that we talked about having good quality clothing. And the quality is not there. We talked about jeans. And Vince, the new ones do not last. And so I would tell people, and we always say to line dry. And so jeans, when they're put in the dryer, I believe personally, Vince, that it's harder on clothing when you dry them in the dryer than line dry them. Now, people will say, oh, it's December. You know, how am I going to do this? Well, Vince, I wash them. I wash them inside out. I wash them in cold water. And I wash them in a real mild detergent. Now, people will say, oh, you should use, like, the extra duty heavy cleaning. But I feel like sometimes that is harder on them. So I shake them out real good. Sometimes I'll take my hand and smooth them and then shake them again. And I hang them up. I have a closet in my house where I can hang them up on the little clippy hangers. Obviously I leave the door open so they dry, but I have a clothing rack, and it goes up probably 6 feet, and it's got a rod across the top of it. So a lot of my clothes, I do it to save energy, but to save on the jeans. And Vince, a lot of them have a stretchy, I'm not sure exactly what it's called. It's an elastic. I think it's called elastine is the name of it. And you just start wearing your jeans and all of a sudden they're falling down and your knees are bagging and you feel like you need to wear a belt. And I think it's just the way jeans are made. I just don't ever remember up until these stretchy jeans came in. Even the ones I used to get I still get them for my husband from Sam's. It was Member's Mark. That's the kind that he likes. They used to be all cotton and now they have the stretch in them. And they just don't hold up. So, you know, Vince, if you don't mind, we could sort of talk about the care of jeans and clothing. I know I got off the original topic, but it's been hitting me as far as make sure you have the essentials. I have enough shirts in my closet. I probably don't ever need to buy another shirt in my lifetime. But things like your cotton, your T-shirts, your socks, your jeans, things that coat, gloves that you really need to have. And try to find maybe the older, if you could find vintage at a thrift store or an estate sale. Some of that clothing is made very well.
I'm with you. As far as washing jeans, when I wash my jeans, I use cold water. There's no sense in heating the water. It's absolutely not necessary. I use Wind Fresh, W-I-N-D, space, F-R-E-S-H, powdered laundry detergent. I was able to buy it at the beginning of the genocide for about $18 a bucket. And this is probably like a 3 to 4 gallon bucket, a plastic bucket. And there's nothing fancy about it, but it really works well. Sam's Club used to sell it. a lot. Then they seem to run out of it. Now it seems to be back in stock. It's close to $20, maybe a little bit more right now. But it's a great detergent. It's probably the best value in the marketplace, and it really works well. So I do the same thing. I wash my jeans inside out, zipper up, buttoned, zippered, and inside out. And what I do is I add the detergent to the water. I let it splash around with no clothes in it so the detergent dissolves. And then I put the jeans on probably for the gentle cycle or the normal cycle, but just 3 minutes worth. So I advance the timer. It's a mechanical turn and off type timer, Whirlpool type agitator washer, you know, vintage one. And 3 minutes, that's it. Because the longer you let the jeans soak in there, the more blue the water gets, the less blue the jeans have in them. And it doesn't beat them up. And then rinse them in a normal rinse cycle, then I hang them out on the line. And they last way longer. I don't use a dryer. I have one. We have one. I have several of them. But none of them is hooked up because we don't need it. And what you'll find in the lint filter of the dryer is your blue jeans. So that lint that you used to find, that you find in the lint filter, that's your blue jeans, your socks, your shirts, your, you know, everything that you put in the dryer gets beat up. The fibers flake off, and they end up in the lint filter. So that lint used to be your clothing. So you can find out that very simply that by not using the dryer, your clothes will last longer. And I have this belief, and I believe it's true, that the two types of dryers that are out there, one is the electric dryer, and the other would be the gas dryer, whether it be propane gas or natural gas. I believe that a gas dryer is way harder on clothes, especially elastic type fabrics, than an electric dryer. And the higher the heat, the harder it is on the fabric. So, and that brings us to the point, Kathy, these new style blue jeans, which I think are horrendous. These stretch blue jeans. I see people with stretch pants. I see people, medical professionals, even doctors wearing skin tight pants. It's like, what's with that? Skin tight pants. To me, it does not look attractive. It looks like a parade. Why? I don't get it. I just don't get it. And I don't wear those. I wear, you know, traditional cut, classic cut blue jeans. If I have boots, the boots will fit inside the, you know, the pant leg. If I don't have boots on, if I have just leather, you know, work shoes or sneakers, it works fine with everything. So I'm not up to the minute in style. I don't want to be. I just want my clothes to last a long time. I don't like going out to buy clothes. I don't like going out to try them on. I just don't enjoy that. So what I find is that if I find something that fits, I try to buy a bunch of them all at the same time, and then I don't have to do it for another 5, 6, 10 years. That's what I do. But then again,
well, you know,
people say to me, you say, you always wear the same shirt? Well, no. But I have a bunch of them that are all the same, you know, style, cut, color. You know, I hang them up, looks like I have, you know, 6 shirts and they're all identical. And if you look at our clothesline, you will see maybe 20 orange T-shirts. Bam wears these orange T-shirts. Why? Because orange was the color that was on sale. Nobody wanted orange, so he bought like 24 of them. So when I go on the line, it's like nothing but orange T-shirts from end to end to end to end. But that's what works for us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I want to thank PJ Barton for this wonderful package that he sent me. There's some Christmas cards in it, two Christmas cards. PJ Barton in London. Thank you so much for that. It's very thoughtful of you. Kathy, what's next?
Vince, I wanted to finish up a couple of things on the jeans and the clothing, and I totally agree with you about not washing them too long. I just have the old-fashioned Maytag top-loading washer, and sometimes rather than letting the cycle go real long, I agree with you. I think it beats them up. So a lot of times what I'll do, Vince, is I'll put my detergent in and the water, and I will let it agitate a little bit. Then I'll put the clothes in, and I'll just let them soak for like 10 minutes. And then I start the washer. And I agree with you on, you know, that. But doing a little bit of reading after we talked about this, Ben, more and more people are saying that, I guess there's a line of you don't want to not wash your jeans, but if you can avoid washing them too frequently, they say that will really help your jeans. It's the agitation and that from the washer. But they say if you can go, if they're not really that dirty, you just hang them up. Like, don't put them in a drawer. You know, just hang them up on a hook or, like, I've got hooks in the inside of my closet that whatever I'm going to wear the next day. So I can wear mine more than one day. I wouldn't want to wash my jeans every day. I think that would be hard on them, but that's just me. So I just wanted to mention events that just really try to take care of your clothes and, you know, hang dry them as much as possible. But Vince, I did want to ask you about your thoughts, and I think this is important, because I think we need a maintenance-type schedule for things that we do in our house, like how often, and if you could sort of highlight some of that that is necessary events, like what about the furnace filters and what about the hot water heater and the dehumidifier. What's your thoughts on that, Vince? Because I know myself, I try to watch my husband, but there's no way, Vince, that I know what he knows. And, it, you know, it does concern me that I try to watch what he does and learn. But if I had to do a lot of this myself, I would have to probably hire it out. Some of it, I'm not that mechanical. So I wouldn't know how to fix things. But I think going back to basic maintenance, Vince, it's just like we talk, you and my husband and myself always talk about changing the oil in your car and preventing other things. So I think it goes not only for your car, but like even for me, you know, my sewing machine, I use it all the time. So I regularly clean it and oil it. So it's maintained itself, and I've had it for probably close to 30 years. And I've never had to have it in for a repair. So anyway, back to what I was asking this. What are your thoughts about how to maintain and how do you do like a maintenance schedule for different things at your house?
Okay, so what we can do is we can look at Minimax Regret. And Minimax, and we can start with that. Minimax Regret is how do you minimize your maximum regret? So, for example, if you think that it would be just terrible if your whole house air conditioning system would stop working, what would you do to make sure that that does not happen? Meaning, make sure it keeps working. So, for example, if you go outside and you see the outside unit and there's plants growing all over it and weeds, and you see leaves, covering it, and it looks like the air that gets drawn in through the housing, the vents in the housing are going to get, the leaves are going to get sucked in there. And if you think that might be a problem, then prevent that. You prevent the Minimax regret by taking proactive steps. So get the leaves off there. And I mean, that's just one way of looking at it. If you think that it'd be terrible if your car engine didn't work right, or failed, or it seized up, well, what would you do to prevent that? Well, the first thing to do is raise the hood and pull out the dipstick and look at the engine oil and see what color it is and look at the last time it was serviced. And we'll get into detail with these things when we come back. Kathy's with us. Kathy's in Ohio. And Kyle is off today providing food for his family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. The Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. is featuring a portrait of Oprah Winfrey, created by Chicago-based artist Sean Michael Warren. The full-length artwork depicts Winfrey in a floor-length purple gown holding an olive branch on her estate in Montecito, California. The renowned talk show host attended the unveiling ceremony in the museum's courtyard this week. Los Angeles poised to host Super Bowl 61 at the SoFi Stadium, the shared home of the Rams and Chargers, according to sources cited by ESPN. The decision on the location for the 2027 championship football game is set for a vote by NFL owners in Dallas. The upcoming Super Bowls will take place at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, home of the Raiders, the Superdome in New Orleans, home of the Saints, and Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, home field of the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so it sounds like we're doing a little bit of five-minute university today. Kathy asked me about proactive maintenance and making sure things last longer. So just one other tip. We were talking about washing clothes. Class, when clothes are manufactured typically abroad or in Mexico, they are sprayed with insecticide for the most part, most of them. The idea is the resellers have no idea how long they're going to be in the warehouse, the truck, the store, you know, before someone buys them. So they don't want moth holes in the clothing. So they're sprayed with insecticide, so the moths and the other bugs just get one bite and then they die. Well, Is that what you want to put on your skin? I guess, obviously, that's not what you want to put on your skin. So always, always, always wash new clothes before you wear them. Okay? So that's one one proactive tip. As far as automobiles, we're seeing a record number of automobiles with blown engines here at the farm. People will call us and say, yeah, my car's making this bang, 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 bang noise. What do I do? Well, or it's making a grating sound. It sounds like it's coming from the engine. And it just started. What do we do? We are finding that engines are failing because of lack of proper maintenance. I'm talking about oil changes. So what people are now doing is, instead of getting under the hood and pulling out the dipstick and wiping it off with a clean cloth or paper towel, they look at the dashboard and it says oil life, you know, 3,000 miles remaining, or some percent remaining, you know, 20% remaining, or 80% remaining, and they go by that. Well, I submit to you, that's not a good way to do it. I submit to you, you need to actually, it doesn't tell you how much oil is in the engine. It just tells you some algorithm's response to the number of start-stop cycles, how long the engine's run, and at what RPM. So I submit to you that that's okay, but I wouldn't use that as the golden rule. What I would do is say 5,000 miles maximum on full synthetic oil. Change the oil and the filter. Absolute maximum amount I would go. Because the oil has so many contaminants in it by that amount of time, and the oil filters get clogged up, and the oil circulation gets decreased. The oil cooling gets decreased because the oil doesn't flow through the oil filter because it gets plugged up. So the problem is without full oil flow through the engine to cool it and to lubricate all the bearings, the engines fail. Timing chains fail from the grit in the oil. Because once the oil filter is plugged up, there's a bypass valve that lets unfiltered oil circulate through the engine. So now you have dirty oil going through the engine, tearing up the, you know, the metal parts, metal on metal wear. So change the oil more often. And oil changes are getting expensive. You know, it might be $50, $60, $70 for an oil change today. But how does that compare to a new engine of $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000? It's inexpensive as compared to, you know, having the engine replaced or getting a new car, because the value of the car is lower than the cost of fixing the car because of the blown engine. So I would say 3,000 miles for conventional oil changes and 5,000 miles for full synthetic oil changes. And what we're doing is we're changing the oil filters halfway through, because we believe that most of the oil filters out there have a finer filtering media, which means it traps smaller and smaller particles, which is great, except the problem is that they plug up faster. And when they plug up, then the oil filter stops working, and then you circulate dirty oil throughout the engine. So we change the oil filters at half. So if we're going to go 5,000 miles on a full synthetic oil change, we'll change the oil filter at 2,500 miles. 3,000 at the most, and then change the oil and the oil filter at the 5,000. Okay? If you're going to do it with conventional oil, you might want to go to 3,000 miles at the most. And the problem with full synthetic oil, in my experience, and don't believe anything I say, my experience says that if you have a slight oil leak and you decide to go to full synthetic from conventional to full synthetic, your little leak will become a gusher. You won't believe it. That full synthetic oil is so slippery, it will slip out the seals, it will slip out the gaskets, it'll slip out the valve covers way better than conventional oil will slip out. So if you have a seep or a leak, you probably do not want to switch from conventional to synthetic. And to buy a name brand oil filter. So those are some of the thoughts about just cars. And here's... I was so frustrated. I was underneath a Mercedes-Benz, really nice Mercedes-Benz. I was probably 18 years old, 19 years old, maybe a little more. It was an E-Class Mercedes, an E320. I love them. I think they're one of the finest cars in the world. And I was saying to Bam, you know, looks like it's a little difficult to check the trans transfer case fluid level. So it's an all-wheel drive Mercedes. It's called the 4MATIC. And, you know, you can check the engine oil. That's easy. You can change the engine oil. That's easy. You can check the rear differential, the front axle fluid. You can check under the hood fluids like power steering and coolant and those kinds of things. That's pretty easy. But to get to the transfer case to check the fluid level, you have to remove a cross member under the transmission. So it requires removing bolts, and it requires knowing where this the fill plug is. And it, you know, adds extra time. And I know for a fact that it's never been checked on this particular car with 160,000 miles on it. So I took it apart, and I checked the fluid level, and it was only half full, which means that that transfer case would have failed. And if it did, without having enough fluid in it, which is automatic transmission fluid, if it failed, that vehicle would become junk because it would cost more to get a transfer case rebuilt and reinstalled than the car's worth. But it's a perfectly good car otherwise. So there's no way around this, class. You are going to have to learn how to do everything yourself. And Kathy and I, because the guys who changed the oil and who've been working on this for years and years and years and years and years haven't done it. They haven't done it. And what's their excuse when the transfer case fails? Oh, my. Gee, boy, it looks catastrophic. Geez, wow. Must be a defective transfer case, right? No. It's the lack of maintenance because the people who work on vehicles are lazy. And what they do is they advertise based on price. So when you get your oil changed, people say, well, how much is it over here? How much is it over there? Well, let's go to the cheap guy because we can get it done for less. But does the cheap guy actually have qualified people working on the vehicles that know what they're doing? And I know people think we're retarded here at the farm because it takes us 2 hours to do an oil change. And I submit to you, nobody can do a proper check for what I would consider a normal oil change in less than 2 hours. I don't think it can be done. You know, the Jiffy Quicks and those places. Do you really think they have people who know what they're doing working there? Do you really think that? They get you in and they get you out very quickly. So to answer Kathy's question, you have to know a lot about a lot. And that's the truth. Kathy and I were talking about something that's kind of depressing, but I'll share it with you. And here's what I'm doing in our house. I'm doing a rapid, high-speed knowledge transfer to my family because our farm is complicated. There are a lot of things that break. There are a lot of things that require maintenance. There are a lot of things that require constant monitoring. A lot of things. And because of that, I will, when Mrs. Finelli and I are working on something together, I'll say, do you know how this works? And I guess maybe it's embarrassing for her because I quiz her on it. I'll say, okay, so tell me about that. So you know how it works? So tell me about that. And it's probably really annoying, but what I'm actually doing is I'm making sure she knows for sure how things work, because if I'm not here, whether I'm dead or incapacitated, or whatever the reason may be, somebody's going to have to know how this stuff works. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about greasing the lawnmower, changing the oil in the lawnmower, changing the spark plugs, checking the gap of the spark plugs in the lawnmower, emptying the fuel tanks, emptying the carburetors if the vehicle won't start, the equipment doesn't start, adding hydraulic fluid, what kind of hydraulic fluid, you know, what viscosity, what goes where, you know, what brand of fluid goes where, what to have on hand, how much salt the cows have, how to buy salt. I mean, this has been going on for decades with me and Mrs. Finelli. And Kathy, are you doing the same thing with your husband to make sure that you and he share information, how to pay the bills, who gets paid when? All those kinds of things are just part of normal, complex life today?
We are, Vince, and what I need to do, just because I know my nature, when I get ruffled, I can't think as clear as I would like to, I'm asking my husband to write it down, like step by step. I'm saying, okay, just tell me tell me, and he's got everything written out, like even with the generator. Okay, this is what you do. This is, and I've asked him to show my sons, too. I have three sons and a daughter. So I said, at least show them so that if for whatever reason I can't do it, I, between both of us or three of us, that somebody would be able to, like, lift it or remember something, a crucial part. But it does concern me, Vince, because it's mechanical, electronic things are not my forte. And so I am asking him to show me, and I try to watch him. I try to be aware. I never realized it as much when we were young. We had little kids. I always thought, oh, well, you know, this is his thing. He'll take care of this, and this is my area. But you're right. If something happens to him where he can't do it or he's not here, it's going to fall on me. So it sometimes it keeps me up at night, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and Kathy, am I right? And everything is complicated if you look at all the things. For example, I've never met your husband, but I am certain that he goes around the house checking things, looking at things, and he doesn't come back to the dinner table and say, Kathy, here's the list of the things that I've done today. He just does them as a normal course of taking care of the equipment, the maintenance, the inspections, and so forth. Is that right? He doesn't tell you all the things that he's done, but it's taken for granted that he just takes care of these things, just like it's taken for granted that I take care of these things, or Bam takes care of them, or the things that Mrs. Finelli does. It's just taken for granted that we do these things, but some of them are really, really complicated. And here's an example. So out the window of the studio, I can see the outdoor wood furnace. And I can see, you know, when the unit kicks on to heat up the hot water to send it to the house for heating the house, smoke comes out of the chimney. So let's say I'm not around, and Mrs. Finelli says, you know, it's really getting cold in the house. I put wood in the fire. It's not working. What do I do? Now, she had to call somebody and say, you know, our heating system's not working. What would happen? I guarantee you'd be a minimum of $200.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Kathy's with us, and we're talking about five-minute university-type lessons, maintenance lessons, productivity. And getting back to this outdoor wood furnace, this is just an example class. I know many of you don't have outdoor wood furnaces, but just a simple example. So the heat doesn't work, and what would Mrs. Finelli do if Bam or I weren't here? She'd have to call somebody, right? Would she call a neighbor? What would a neighbor know? Probably... Actually, the neighbors call us, so that's not going to work. So she'd have to get on the Internet, assuming the Internet works, and do a search on, you know, heating companies and find one that says, hey, you know, we call us. So she could call and say, well, you know, we don't have heat. And the technician would ultimately get on the phone and say, what are the symptoms? She said, well, we don't have heat. Okay, what kind of heating system do you have? Well, we have an outdoor wood furnace. Well, we're not sending somebody out there. So do you think somebody's going to come out to the farm for less than $200? Probably not, right? Because it's mileage plus time. And so the guy could say, well, you know, the circulator pump's working. Maybe the chimney's clogged. So there's a clean out, and he could take a stick and clean out the chimney. And, you know, half hour later, everything could be working fine. But to clean out the chimney for $200? What if you needed a circulator pump? Well, I'll have to order one, and we'll come back on Tuesday. And so that's going to be another trip, right? So now we're looking at $500. So the point is, there are a million things you need to know, and you need to discuss them, and you need to actually take care of them yourself. So if you want to have your transfer case checked, you're going to have to learn how to do it, because the oil change people aren't going to do it. Sam's isn't going to do it. Walmart's not going to do it. The local guy is probably not going to do it. You know, the local oil change company. You're going to have to learn how to do it. So you're going to have to read the manual that came with your vehicle. Then you're going to have to buy the service manual that goes with your vehicle. And you're going to have to read it cover to cover and learn what to check. It's all in the book. It's all there. Every bit. That's how I know what I know. I read these manuals cover to cover. So that's just, you know, one simple example of why you need to do your own maintenance. And a water softener is a great tool. I know, Kathy, you've got one. We have got one. And why do we have one? Because if you spend when we bought it, it was about $350. It's still working perfectly after 18 years. But what has lasted a long time, the faucets don't get plugged up with calcium and lime. They don't. The soap that we use for bathing lasts probably five times longer. The detergent that we use in the dishwasher and in the washing machine, we use probably one quarter of the amount that we would use if we had hard water. So in terms of savings, it's a great, great purchase in terms of payback. Very, very quick payback. Water softener. Whole house water filter. We don't have chunks of metal and grit flowing through our pipes to tear up the seals and the valves of the faucets and the washing machine and dishwasher and all the rest of it. We don't, because we have a whole house water filter. So if you think about what you don't want to break, you can say, what can I do to make sure things don't break? That's Mini-Max Regret. Another example is if you have a vacuum cleaner, whether it be a whole house vacuum cleaner or a canister vacuum cleaner. If you've got something stuck in the hose, you can say, well, it's stuck in the hose. It'll be all right. What happens is the reduced airflow prevents cooling of the motor of the vacuum cleaner, whether it be whole house or a canister. The motor overheating is going to cause the motor to fail faster. So proactively say, well, doesn't sound right. The vacuum suction's not where it used to be. Get that thing out of the hose that's stuck in the hose preventing the airflow. So it's being proactive. It's getting on your hands and knees and looking under the refrigerator decorative air vent cover in the front and seeing how much lint and dust and dog hair is clogging the coils. And if you see that, you go, whoa, I'm not going to fix it in 2 weeks. I'm going to take care of it right now. Get the vacuum out and vacuum out those coils. And, of course, unplug the refrigerator. That's another thing. How do you unplug the refrigerator? Because refrigerators used to have wheels. Well, the marketing guys and the accountants have said, well, we don't need no stinking wheels on the bottom of the refrigerator. That costs an extra 75 cents. So we'll take them out. So now how do you get the refrigerator out? Well, we have to buy a set of wheels. Now, I bought them for every refrigerator and freezer we have. They were about $15 or $16 a piece. You can get them on the Internet. And it's an expandable slide with a whole bunch of wheels on it, little tiny wheels, like maybe an inch and a half in diameter. So you put the refrigerator or the freezer on that, then you can roll it forward and backward. It works great. So that's how you get your refrigerator to pull forward, so you can vacuum underneath it, get the coils from behind it, get the whatever the dog or cat kicked under there. You can get that out too. You can get the, in our house it's even gravel because we live on a farm. So you can spend a little bit of money now, or you can spend a lot of money later. So how much would a refrigerator or a freezer cost? Are we talking about $1,000, $2,000, $3,000? Are we? I think we are. $16 for a set of wheels. And once every month or two, you get the vacuum and clean out the coils. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.